Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most important and honestly one of the most rewarding parts of your non-examined assessment. We're talking about the evaluate stage. This is where your hard work really pays off. You've designed, you've made your prototype, and now it's time to step back, think critically, and show the examiner just how deeply you understand your own work. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. The evaluate stage of your NEA has four key areas that examiners are looking for. First, testing your prototype against your product specification under realistic conditions. Second, analysing the results of those tests. Third, evaluating whether your prototype actually meets the specification. And fourth, and this one catches a lot of candidates out, conducting a life cycle assessment to evaluate the environmental impact of your prototype. Keep those four areas in mind throughout everything we discuss today. Now, let's talk about testing. This sounds straightforward, but there's a really important word I want you to hold on to: realistic. Examiners specifically credit testing that happens under realistic conditions. What does that mean in practice? It means if you've designed a lunchbox, you test it with actual food inside, not empty. If you've designed a phone stand, you test it with a phone on it, not just by looking at it. The conditions of your test must mirror how the product would actually be used in the real world. Candidates who lose marks here are often those who describe a test they did on a workbench in completely artificial conditions, with no connection to the user's actual environment. So ask yourself, where would this product be used? Who would use it? And make sure your tests reflect that. Now, once you've run your tests, you need to analyse the results. And this is where many candidates drop marks by being too superficial. Let me give you an example of a weak response versus a strong one. A weak response might say, "I tested the strength of my product and it was strong enough." That tells the examiner almost nothing. A strong response says, "I applied a load of 5 kilograms to the shelf bracket and measured the deflection using a ruler. The bracket deflected by 2 millimeters, which is within the acceptable tolerance of 3 millimeters stated in my product specification. This confirms the bracket meets the structural requirement." Do you see the difference? The strong response is measurable. It references the specification criteria directly, and it draws a clear conclusion. That is what earns marks. Let's move on to evaluating whether your prototype meets the specification. This is the heart of the evaluate stage, and it's where you need to be really systematic. Go through each criterion in your product specification, one by one, and for each one, state whether it has been met, partially met, or not met, and explain why, using evidence from your testing. Use photographic evidence wherever you can. A photograph of your product being used, with annotations pointing to specific features, is incredibly powerful evidence. Examiners love it. It shows you're thinking like a real designer, not just writing about your product in the abstract. Here's a really important tip about linking back to the specification. Your product specification was written at the start of your project, and every single criterion in it should appear again in your evaluation. If your specification said the product must be suitable for users aged 8 to 12, then your evaluation must address that criterion specifically. Did you test it with users in that age range? What did they say? What did you observe? Candidates who fail to link their evaluation back to the original specification are essentially ignoring half the marking criteria. Don't be that candidate.
Now let's talk about the life cycle assessment, the LCA. This is the sustainability section, and it's one that many students either rush through or skip entirely. That's a real shame, because it's a fantastic opportunity to show your understanding of wider design issues. A life cycle assessment looks at the environmental impact of your product across its entire life, from the extraction of raw materials, through manufacturing and distribution, through the use phase, all the way to end of life and disposal or recycling. The key word here is specific. Your LCA must be specific to your prototype. It's not enough to write a generic paragraph about how plastic is bad for the environment. You need to talk about the specific materials you used,
the specific manufacturing processes involved, the specific energy consumption, and the specific end-of-life options for your product. If you used pine wood, talk about whether it was sustainably sourced. If you used acrylic, discuss its recyclability and the energy used in its production. If your product uses batteries, consider the environmental impact of battery disposal. The more specific you are, the more marks you can earn. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. I've already mentioned a few, but let me pull together the most important ones for you. Common mistake number one, testing that isn't measurable. If you can't put a number on it, it's very hard to evaluate objectively. Wherever possible, use measurements, ratings, timings, or quantifiable observations. Common mistake number two, not linking back to the specification. I cannot stress this enough. Every test, every finding, every conclusion must connect back to a specific criterion in your product specification. If it doesn't, you're wasting words. Common mistake number three, a superficial LCA. Don't just list the stages of a life cycle assessment without applying them to your actual product. Examiners want to see you thinking critically about your specific design choices and their environmental consequences. Common mistake number four, not using photographic evidence. A picture really is worth a thousand words in your NEA. Photograph your testing process, annotate the photographs, and use them as evidence in your evaluation. Now, a quick word on command words, because these matter enormously. When a task asks you to evaluate, you are expected to make judgments, not just describe. You need to weigh up strengths and weaknesses, consider whether something works well or not, and justify your conclusions with evidence. Analyze means breaking something down into its component parts and discussing each one. Justify means giving reasons supported by evidence. Make sure you're responding to the command word, not just writing everything you know about the topic. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask five questions, pause the podcast after each one, and see if you can answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what does LCA stand for? Life cycle assessment. Question two, name three stages of a life cycle assessment. Any three from raw material extraction, manufacturing and processing, packaging and distribution, use and maintenance, end of life or disposal, and recycling and recovery. Question three, why must testing be conducted under realistic conditions? Because it ensures the results reflect how the product would actually perform in real-world use, making the evaluation valid and meaningful. Question four, what should every test result be linked back to? A specific criterion in the product specification. Question 5. What type of evidence should you include to support your evaluation? Photographic evidence, annotated to highlight relevant features and testing outcomes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. The evaluate stage of your NEA requires you to do four things. Test your prototype under realistic conditions, analyze those results in detail, evaluate whether the prototype meets each criterion in your product specification, and conduct a life cycle assessment that is specific to your materials and processes. The biggest marks go to candidates who are systematic, specific, and evidence-based. Use measurements, use photographs, link everything back to the specification, and make your LCA genuinely about your product, not a generic essay about sustainability. You've got this. The evaluate stage is your chance to show the examiner that you're not just a maker. You're a designer who thinks critically, reflects honestly, and understands the real-world impact of your work. That's exactly what GCSE Design and Technology is all about. Good luck, work hard, and I'll see you in the next episode.